USA Radio News.
President Biden was warned by the Chinese president to not defy Beijing's will on Taiwan. This is according to a Chinese readout of a call Biden had with the Chinese president. The call, which is the fifth between the two since Biden took office, lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes, the White House stated. At least 8 people are dead and officials fear the number will increase after rain in the eastern part of Kentucky flooded streets and left people stranded on roofs and hanging from trees. The governor of Kentucky has stated that people are still unaccounted for.
Our death toll is growing. By the end, we expect it will be in double digits, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Judges in Wyoming and North Dakota temporarily blocked the state's abortion bans set to go into effect this week. The lawsuit argued that the bans, both of which include exceptions for rape, incest, and protecting the life of the mother, violate the state's constitutions.
In response to Thursday's gross domestic product report, President Joe Biden held a meeting with CEOs from several different companies spanning across different industries to discuss the state of America's economy. Speaking at the White House on the travel and hospitality industry's post-pandemic recovery is the CEO of Marriott, Anthony Capuano.
The recovery's clearly been led by leisure. And in fact, last year, leisure demand got back to where we were pre-pandemic. But what's encouraging is we're seeing real recovery in the other two segments.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
A Florida police officer is being charged with felony battery after grabbing another officer by the throat and screaming at her last year. Footage from multiple body cameras captured the sergeant officer arriving to an ongoing arrest and immediately beginning to shout explicits as well as threatening the suspect who was already handcuffed and inside another patrol vehicle with the door open. A female officer then grabs the sergeant by his belt and pulls him away. That's when he grabbed her by the throat. The sergeant, which is a 21-year-old veteran of the Sunrise Police Department, was originally placed on desk duty days after the incident, but has now been criminally charged. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has filed a complaint against Our House in Miami after a video showed children at one of the restaurant's drag brunch events. During a press conference, DeSantis said the video, in which a child can be seen walking with a drag performer dressed in lingerie, led to an investigation by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations. The department filed an administrative complaint that was obtained by NBC News that accused the restaurant of disorderly conduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.